As we know, President Bush has picked a new nominee for Supreme Court judge. That is Samuel Alito. He looks more conservative than Harriet Myers. So a fight about this will probably go down party lines. It's a good story, but we thought we could spice it up, maybe tweak it a little on today's Morning Sedition Slander Minute. Here's our slander correspondent, Ted Fields. Ted, what can you add to this story?
Mark, I have it on the highest authority that Samuel Alito possesses weapons of mass destruction and poses a direct threat to our national security.
Wow, Ted, that's not even remotely believable.
Yes, well, that's just what Neville Chamberlain said at the Munich Pact of 1938.
What?
Sure, Judge Alito says he's cooperating with weapons inspectors, but do you really want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud, Mark?
You expect people to believe that a nominee to the United States Supreme Court is a foreign aggressor?
Sure. I've got bigger ambitions than Air America Radio, guys. I figured out I gotta go for the big lie if I want a job at the New York Times or Fox News. I've stopped resenting Judy Miller. I'm at peace about that. Wow. Now I'm just saying whatever she says. The White House will figure out I know how to play ball, and boom, I'm out of here. Big money. Uptown.
Yeah. Dude, though, Ted. Bush wants Samuel Alito on the Supreme Court. The White House doesn't want him torpedoed.
They want you to say something like, Alito is a legal genius or something.
Well, geez, why doesn't anybody tell me these things?
Ted, come on, it's obvious. The lie has to be to Bush's advantage.
Hey, I want to sell out to this White House. I'll report whatever they want, but they gotta let me in the loop. My whole life, I felt left out.
Jeez, guy, settle.
I mean, I've tried everything. Jeff Gannon breezes by me for a White House press pass, and it turns out he was advertising a male escort service. I mean, if that's what they wanted, I could do that if I applied myself.
Ted, maybe you should ask Jeff Gannon to help you out.
I asked. I said, who do you have to grease to get a break around here? He just pointed to everybody. I got to work on my abs.
Oh, this has been Morning Sedition Slander Minute.
I got abandonment issues.
Get out of here. Poor guy. You're confused.